Diane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for getting up so early with us. How in the world did you accept this invitation?
Well, it's actually my department at Blue Cross that is planning this event, so seems like we should be up and early getting ready to go.
Well, I think so. Blue Cross is hosting a symposium to aid health clinics in planning for a post-reform future. That starts this morning. Tell us about that.
Well, Blue Cross has always been interested as part of our social mission in bringing together and trying to find ways of providing support to those who provide care to the uninsured and underinsured. And in the past, what we've done is we really have a big financial commitment to doing this. And since, I think, 2005, we've provided $1 million in funding to free clinics to help them keep their doors open because they don't get any other kind of support except what they can raise funds themselves. So what we thought this year, we're trying to come up with different approaches where we can help those who are providing care to the uninsured. And so this is an idea. This is the first time we're bringing together in one place free clinics and also their counterparts, which are called federally qualified health clinics. They might be better known as community clinics.
And how many of these clinics are in Michigan?
Well, we know we have funded last year 55 free clinics, and there's probably an equal number of federally qualified health clinics. I don't have the exact number of those clinics. I think it's in the neighborhood of 40, but I would have to double-check that number. But the federally qualified health clinics do a really, really good job of serving the uninsured, but they are also able to serve a lot of Medicaid patients and Medicare patients. Because they are federally funded, they do receive reimbursement for the services they provide. But you still have a need in the state to have free clinics. And free clinics really are the safety net group that will take all comers. And they have to really raise their own money to do that.
How many of these clinics are in Michigan?
Well, all the free clinics, we funded 55, and I think, you know, we funded every clinic that applied that met the qualification of a free clinic. So I would say we're really nobody knows the actual true number, but I think that number is very close.
Could you put a number on how many people are served?
Yeah, we try to get those estimates every year, and it's in the thousands. And again, I probably have to do a little background in terms of getting between the two sets of organizations, the number of people served, but it's in the thousands.
All right. Well, the event is today from 8:30 to 4:30 at the Radisson Hotel in downtown Lansing, and there are a lot of challenges. If I was the manager of one of these clinics, what am I going to learn today?
Well, that's a very good question. We're hoping a couple of things happen, and number one, I want to point out it's going to be a very interactive event where the people in the audience get to interact very closely with the speakers. But we're going to start off the opening symposium. We're bringing in a couple experts on national health care reform, both from the national perspective and from the Michigan perspective. So that's going to sort of set the tone for the day. Okay, health care reform is coming. Let's start thinking about you as safety net providers. What's that going to mean to you? Because we know that under health care reform, more people are going to get health care coverage. So what does that mean to those who are serving the uninsured?
All right.
We get them thinking about that and talking about that, and then we move into some breakout sessions where we're actually going to be teaching them some tools to improve their business processes, basically become more efficient and really learn how to improve the outcomes of care and the business processes they use. Those are things very important to these kinds of clinics, which include fundraising, how to use IT in the healthcare environment and in a way that helps serve the uninsured. And then finally, we're going to talk about strategic partnerships. So we're going to have a kind of flow to the day that really goes from, okay, here's healthcare reform in the big picture. Here are some practical things you can do to improve the efficiency of your operations. And then finally, at the end of the day, because we think strategic partnerships is something clinics need to talk with each other about and figure out ways to collaborate. So we think we have a really good day here in terms of the learnings that they can learn from the speakers, but also from each other.
All right, Diane Vallade is the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan's Director of Social Missions, and she will be at today's conference at the Radisson Hotel from 8:30 to 4:30. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.